Episode 94. In today's episode, Karen O'Mahony from Marcus Energy answers the question, should I treat all my customers the same way? I also have a technique on LinkedIn that I'd like to share with you.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the online marketing audio blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Yo, hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the online marketing audio blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella, and it's my job to keep you ahead of the game when it comes to everything to do with online marketing. This is an audio version of the blog that's written on the Green Umbrella website, and we usually post articles to do with online marketing and social media. However, on a regular basis, we do tend to deviate from this topic if we feel that a subject is of benefit to the small business owner, and we post a few times a week. And the audios usually last for about 7 to 15 minutes. So if you're listening to me whilst you're on your commute to work, I'll say hello. Anyway, before we transition over to today's guest blog, let me share with you a technique that my social mediators use on LinkedIn every single day.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog. Tools and techniques.
Today's technique of the day is a way of communicating with your clients using LinkedIn. Can't get my words out today. Anyway, LinkedIn has a fantastic feature when you click on the connections area at the top of LinkedIn. Here it will tell you whose birthday it is today, who's having a work anniversary, who has a new job or move location, and it will also showcase any reminders that you've set for your network. The reminder feature is wicked, you really ought to try that out. It's a fantastic way to stay connected with your network, and it keeps you drip feeding your clients and reminding them of who you are and what you do. I also have the Connected application on my iPhone, and if you're searching the iTunes thing, don't search for Connections, which is what it says on LinkedIn, search for Connected. So Connected applications on the iPhone, and this is a LinkedIn app, so it's actually built by LinkedIn, but it actually synchronizes with your diary. I love this app because it notifies me to say that, oh, by the way, you had an appointment with so-and-so yesterday. Would you like to connect with them on LinkedIn? And it's already found their LinkedIn profile for me, so it just makes the job so much easier. And also, you know, if you're saying happy birthday, it's got a pre-populated email in there. You want to change it as well, otherwise everyone starts to know you're just using the pre-populated one, and that sort of dilutes the credibility of the message. So always change it a little bit. But it's nice to know that they're there and pre-populated already. So I'm waffling on, but anyway, to summarise, a great way to stay connected with your clients is by using the LinkedIn Connections feature. And that's either by the smartphone app or clicking on Connections actually on LinkedIn. And this should be part of your 5-a-day strategy on LinkedIn. So for links to the Connected app, please click on today's show notes. You can find that at green-umbrella.biz/94. You believe we're on 94? I need to do something special for the 100th episode. Anyway, you can find a whole array of how-to videos as well on LinkedIn. If you go to my YouTube channel, and that's youtube.com/JuliaDoherty GU, as in Green Umbrella.
Geocacher, podcaster, mother, social media geek, wife. At Julia Doherty is where you'll find her on Twitter.
Okay, right, it's time for our guest blogger to make her appearance. So please give a warm welcome to Kevin Robinson of 13 Media Art Studio, who's kindly recorded Karen O'Mahony's article for us this week. So Karen answers the question, should I treat all my customers the same? Over to you, Karen.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
Treat all your customers the same and see your business go backwards, or at the very least, miss out on the big rewards. A blanket customer engagement strategy makes no sense. That old Pareto principle that 80% of the effects come from 20% of the causes holds true. It may not be exactly 80-20, but the majority of your profits will come from a small number of your customers. Interestingly, I recently read a paper that said it also holds true for the top 20%, i.e., 20% of your top 20% will generate 80% of the profits from that elite group. The percentages are academic, Put simply, there is a relatively small group of your customers whose loss would dramatically affect your profitability. So it makes complete sense to seek them out and treat them differently to the rest of your customer base. However, ignore the rest of your customers at your peril. Yes, you need that small, profitable group, but as I said above, lose even one of them and you will feel the consequences. Businesses that are reliant on a small group of customers are vulnerable. You may lose a customer through no fault of your own, they get bought, go out of business, or diversify. You need to understand your whole customer base, who they are, where they are, what they buy and when they buy. Understand which of this group have the potential to give you more if you do things differently and meet their needs more fully. Or how could you reduce the cost of servicing them and so make them more profitable? All customers contribute to the size of your business, and ultimately, focusing totally on a small group is likely to result in diminishing returns, where additional investment results in only marginal increase in business, so reducing profit margins. So my message is to understand your customer base and what different customers need from you. Apply the Pareto principle intelligently, protect your top customers, but look to develop other potential within the wider customer base. Your business will be more financially robust as a result.
Thank you for listening.
Wow, thanks for recording that, Kevin. Yeah, doesn't it make such a difference when you actually do it properly in a professional studio? By the way, if you're in the Daventry area and you are guest blogging for me, all you have to do is nip down to the studio if you want to sound that good. And thank you, Karen, for writing that absolutely excellent article. Yeah, I've known Karen now for well over, I was trying to think, it must be, it's well over 10 years now. And she always comes up trumps with excellent articles that makes you want to sort of instantly jump into action. In fact, it was Karen who actually introduced me to the world of Twitter back in, I think it was like 2009 or something. I never forget sitting in a hotel reception and she says to me, "Hey, have you heard of this Twitter thing?" Anyway, the rest is history. Anyway, going back to the topic of conversation, I was once informed by a business coach that you should never have one client who contributes more than 25% of your whole business as one client. And this is so true. So if you lose that one client, then you can have real consequences on your business. So we urge you to take a look at your client base. Who have you not spoken to in a while? Take a plunge and pick up the phone and just ask them how they're getting on. Even if you're still supplying them, but perhaps you've actually not spoken to them in a while, you need to nurture and grow and look after the smaller clients as well as those big chunky ones. So good advice as ever, Karen. Thanks so much for that.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo Boo, Coochie Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
As always, you don't need to take any notes as we have a full transcript of the blog article with links to the tool of the day, which was LinkedIn's Connected application. All you need to do is visit all the W's, green-umbrella.biz/94, and you can also subscribe to the blog there. That's it for this episode. Take care. Bye-bye for now. Ta-da!
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.